The title comes from a Talking Heads song of the same name. This summer, I got my hands on David Byrne's How Music Works, and I really connected to his desire to be inspired. So I wanted to create a show that embodied that attitude. And because of the connection to the Talking Heads and it being my first curated show, Once in a Lifetime felt like the fitting song of the show. My name is Stephen Grant. In the beginning, I thought that the show would be focused on mixed media and collage, so that's kind of where it started. But there's photography, there's watercolor, there's, you know, mixed media, there's collage, there's abstract art, and then, you know, you have your paintings. Just a little of everything, and that's capturing the attitude of what David Byrne did. You know, he didn't limit himself to whatever art he exposed himself to, so I figured if I was really going to be capturing that attitude, I should do that with everything that is in the show. And so that's kind of what made me reach out beyond mixed media and collages. And it kind of became a collage in itself, you know? So I guess I never really lost that original idea. I think for me, it does mean living in the moment and taking every day as a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because that's what it is, and just going with the flow. And not thinking about going with the flow. just letting it naturally flow like water. That's what the song reminds me of. That's what I think about when I hear the lyrics, and that's what I picture. It's funny to see an artist's vision of what those words meant, you know? Lisa Daly, she's the only photographer in the show, and she incorporated some of the lyrics from Talking Heads into her pieces. And there's one of a bird that's like sweeping over the ocean, and it just really captures the water flowing under the ground, and she really connected me to the water element of the song.
There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
I don't know the real rule to being a curator. I don't know how most people do it, but for me, I think I kind of did it maybe backwards. I had a vision first, and then later the artist came. The music video for Once in a Lifetime features cultural dance that David Byrne saw on his travels, and somehow he meshed that into his own body of work. And, you know, I really connected to that. And I wanted the show to kind of have the same attitude as that.